Hi, I'm Josh Gibbons.
And I'm Stan Gibbons.
And welcome to this episode of Rescuing Churches, where it's always a great adventure discussing church revitalization and pastoral life. Learn more at 614ministries.org.
Great adventure.
It is a great adventure.
It's awesome.
And on today's episode, we would like to take some time to answer some of the questions that we are often asked in this
great adventure of 614.
This really weird world of church revitalization.
It's fun.
Which is a world of ministry that even some pastors and longtime leaders and elders may not be familiar with. I mean, we get questions.
Yep, we get questions.
I mean, when we say church revitalization, even some seasoned pastors,
what is that?
They don't even know what that is.
Right.
So we have a section on our website, you guys, 614ministries.org. A lot of nonprofits do. We do have a frequently asked questions page.
Right.
But it might not cover everything.
And who wants to read all that
stuff? Yeah, we were talking about that. And, you know, I don't know why I took the time to even make that page,
because
we're making a podcast episode now.
So. That's right.
Hello, and welcome to Rescuing Churches with Stan and Josh Gibbons. This is the official podcast of 614 Ministries, where we exist to renew vision and restore hope at struggling churches across the country. With over 80% of churches in decline and 1,500 pastors a month battling depression, we strive to equip members and encourage ministers to pursue new directions of stability and growth.
We've steadily been adding answers to questions on that page, but we've been doing this for about a year now.
Year and a half.
And we've kind of been putting up, you know, answers to those questions.
We hear the same question a few times and we go, hey, we should.
Yeah, they get repeated a lot. And then when that happens, people start to ask even more specific questions.
Correct.
So we're kind of going to go roll through a few of these today. And we thought it would be good to just kind of dialogue them out so that this is an informational episode.
Yeah, really good.
So questions that ministers and lay leaders have asked us as we've visited churches and helped churches. So let's just kind of go through these one by one.
Yeah, pretty common that pastors that call us ask us this kind of out of the box.
Oh, yeah, right out of the gate. So one of the first things that they almost always ask is, and again, this goes back to sometimes them not even being familiar with church revitalization, is how exactly does this work?
Right.
You know, and I always just say, well, you know, you start by getting in touch with us. You got to call us first.
Right. Well, and typically, like the last three pastors I've talked to, first time talk, when they ask, they'll actually go, hey, I'm not even sure what to say. I'm not sure what to do. And they'll say, how does this actually work?
Right.
So I understand it's not common to understand some of that. And they really want to know, what am I supposed to be doing now that I've called you? And all I want to say is, you've called because obviously you feel like you have a need for us to come in and encourage, build up, strengthen, identify some needs you have or whatever.
The pastor at least recognizes that there's an issue or a challenge or a need.
I need help.
Yeah.
I need help. And so we want to come alongside and say, how can we help you? Let us get to know you. We can do evaluation if you'd like. We can talk to you at length about your church and where it's at and what's going on, if it's in decline, if it's had a disaster and it's blown up and shrunk itself, whatever's happened, we can evaluate some of that. And, you know, given that I've done this for 40 years, you know, most of your stories are going to be similar to something I've been through.
And a lot of those evaluations will involve asking some very specific questions. So when we meet with you, you know, that'll be a big part of it is just back and forth Q&A.
Yeah. And it's just to get to know
exactly
where you are and what's happening. We're getting ready to drive down this week, make a trip south and meet with a pastor and do the exact same thing. And what the pastor that's asking needs to do is just be candid. Let's just talk. Be candid and don't be afraid to tell us your hard stories, your bad stories, and we'll evaluate with you. We may have some ideas. We may not have any ideas, but very likely we have ideas. We definitely have other resources we can go to get some counsel as well. And we want to come alongside and help. And sometimes we need to go to your site and spend some time there and evaluate. Sometimes we need to just spend time on the phone with you a lot.
Sure.
So it all depends on what your personal needs are. So how does this work is we want to become a friend to your ministry, and we want to become counsel as necessary to do whatever you need as a resource. And we'll help you find resources if you need them.
Right.
We will come alongside you is exactly really what we try to do.
And as in that process of kind of coming alongside, one thing that we get asked a lot is, well, where exactly do we start with that? Once the pastor has said, okay, you know, we recognize that we have a challenge here. We recognize we have a problem. We love what you guys are doing with 614 and church revitalization. We recognize that we're in need of revitalization in some way.
So the where do we start?
That's been a common question we've heard several times.
Where do we start? Well, that depends on where your needs are.
Right.
If you need leadership help, training, we'll come in and help do some of that. We'll point to, if you need the church to get pointed in a healthier church direction, we can come in and do some of that. If you just need me to meet with a few of your key leaders and talk with them at length and everybody get on the same page, we'll do that. We can be long-term, short-term. We can come alongside you for the next several years. We can come alongside you for one meeting. We can do a revival at your church if you feel like your church needs to just get its head around something.
Yep, we've done those.
You want us to come in and do some of that and kickstart something based on really what healthy church life is. I love doing that. So where we start is really up to what you have decided. Now, some pastors, some leadership teams, they've already done their evaluation. They're like, hey, this is our problem, A, B, C. You know, or one problem here, two problems over here. We don't know which is more important. So then we just have to help them decide, what do you want to do? You know, and how can we help? So Every church is different. Every trial is different. Every valley is different. But we can come alongside any of those. And
absolutely,
again, between me and two or three other pastor friends I have, we've got tons of experience.
Sure.
And we can offer that up to you.
Yep. And we can offer guidance and counsel and all of that. Absolutely. So, and then kind of coming out of that, one of the biggest questions we get asked is, how much do you charge? And this is always a favorite of ours to answer, because We're a nonprofit organization. So
we don't
charge a thing.
Right.
We are financially supported by all of our very generous donors. Shout out to them.
Excellent.
Which means that all of the ministry work that we do, everything we're able to do, the counsel, the advice, the encouragement, the communication support, everything is free of charge to help pastors and the local church at large, your church. So it's a free service.
Right. I had a board member at my church who's really good at doing home repairs and taking care of widows. And I used to take him around with me to do repairs at different homes. And he fixed, I've heard him say this numerous times, but I remember when he fixed a lady's dryer. You would know the lady, but he fixed this lady's dryer for her. It wasn't working, and he replaced a switch on it that made it work. And she said, well, how much do I owe you? And she was all panicky about how much it was going to cost. Mm-hmm. And he said, here's the deal. It's $1 million or free. You decide. So we'll make that same deal with everybody.
We'll make that deal with everybody.
Yeah, we have a great group of sponsors. We're trying to continue to develop sponsors. So if you need a ministry to focus on and help financially, we'd love to talk with you about helping us. But we have guys that help make our lives able to go do this.
Absolutely.
And travel and meet with churches and minister to them. And so we work with a handful of churches, and you know, that we never require anything of them.
Right.
We just want to bless them.
One of the ways I describe it to a lot of people, and you do as well, is when people ask, and I've had people that I've asked, you know, even in some of the church communications world that I'm in, is how are you guys actually able to go do all of this? And I just say, you know, you seem to think of us as like missionaries to the local church.
That's right.
That's what we really are. You know, when missionaries go overseas, they're not charging those people to go do what
Correct.
They do. They can't. They wouldn't.
Right.
I mean, that would just be wrong.
Right.
So it's like we are a service to your church.
Right. And we have some sponsors that get a 501c3 bonus or a discount, you know, a
tax credit.
Tax credit. Sorry, I couldn't remember all that technical stuff.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah, that's right. You're the technical guy. So
that's what I get paid for. So kind of coming out of how much do you charge, the next question then is, okay, well, you know, now that we know that you can function as a nonprofit and that there's not going to be any monetary fees, we're really liking this, we're really on board with this, but yeah,
it's our favorite price.
Yeah, that's our favorite price. But this whole, you know, and with COVID and all of that, but we're kind of coming back into being able to travel and do all this. We need you to actually come out to our site. We'd like for you to meet with us in person, talk to our pastoral staff. We love doing that.
Favorite because thing to do.
That the in-person, face-to-face, eye-to-eye kind of meetings are way more personable. So yes, we are more than willing and able to travel to your physical location. And that always allows for better connection.
Correct. And we actually get to physically see your church building. We see the neighborhood,
the property. Yeah.
We look around at all that, get to meet,
which is a big part of
people,
which is a big part of revitalization of what, yeah, as
so
well.
We do travel.
Yeah.
And, we'll travel to your site.
Yep.
If you can't afford that, we pick up the ticket on that. So
yeah,
it's all part of what we do.
Exactly.
We love helping the church.
And
the local church.
As Dad said, it does help us kind of drive through your local neighborhoods and communities. That's something that we do. When we stop, we want to see where your church is, what the surrounding demographics are like and everything. Because that then tells us, you know, if you're, say, struggling with outreach, it tells us, well, here's what we're going to look at.
We're just a fresh set of eyes to that.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're a fresh set of eyes. Sometimes there's something right there in front of you missed for years. Driven right past it and missed the opportunity.
Man, how did we miss that?
How did
we miss that little park that was over there?
Right.
So... And then another common question that we're asked that you put in the list here is, since we don't have a pastor, a full-time pastor, or maybe like if we've been without a pastor for a number of years, will you still come help us?
Yes, absolutely. That's one of the things we want to do is in the interim, we want to help because there tends to be a lull there, a lull in energy, a lull in enthusiasm. There tends to be oh my gosh, what are we going to do?
And we can actually help with pulpit fill, right?
Yeah, if it's travel's not an issue, we can sure help with that.
Yep.
And I do pastor a church here full time, but I have some guys that can cover me.
Yep.
So we can rotate around on that. But we love coming to churches with or without a pastor. Sometimes that the pulpit committee or leadership team that's in that gap needs seasoned help.
And let me ask you this on that note.
Seasoned help.
And let me ask you this on that note, Mr. Seasoned Help Pastor.
Okay.
If we have a small church that we're working with, and we have had some small churches that we're working with that have been without pastors, and if it's a small church that is without leadership in several areas and does not know how to look for a pastor, maybe they don't even have a pastoral search committee. Maybe they've never even been in those shoes.
Yeah, they don't know what to do.
Can we offer advice and counsel
some
to them?
Some of our favorite stuff to do.
Here's how you should look for a pastor, and these are the things you should look for in a pastor, given your situation.
You're asking all that because we just got back from a church down south where we did that.
So
very good question.
Talk about that a little
very,
bit.
Very true. We want to offer everything we can. We come from a scriptural background, so we're going to take you to the New Testament to look what are the qualifications you're looking for, what kind of needs do you have, and then we're just going to give advice from literally from what our current church culture is. You and I do a lot of reading about what the churches are going through, what churches need, the changes that churches are going through, the churches that are moving back to traditional, the churches that are moving away from traditional. All that gets to be taken into account.
Some that are doing both. Yeah.
But just like the last church we visited with, you know, one of my counsels to them was, cause they're just in their minds, they need somebody in that pulpit.
Yes.
Get somebody here that can teach. That we can tolerate.
That's right.
Kind of, there's a low bar there.
Yep. Very low.
And I'm saying, no. You need a shepherd.
Exactly.
You need somebody that's going to care for you and equip you.
Yep.
To do what this community needs.
Exactly.
So don't look for a guy that's just I'm willing to come.
Yep. Come and be here and fill the pulpit.
But look for a guy that's actually has a heart of a shepherd. He's not trying to build a career.
Yep.
He's trying to build a family.
Family. Exactly.
A church family. And that guy's going to take that church a long way. So.
And within there, we really try to have a strong emphasis on, especially like with that particular church you were mentioning, but really sometimes there can be this mindset of lost hope and,
Right.
Yeah. There's never a, it's never a hopeless situation. When we're there, we're there for encouragement and help and hope. And even if you're without a pastor.
10, 12 people. You're
exactly.
Fine.
Exactly. Yeah. So
we were in a building that would house 1,000.
Yeah.
1,000. Oh, yeah. And they're down to 10 or 12, but that's fine.
Just huddled up at the front.
Let the Lord do the work from here.
Exactly.
If you guys are willing to commit to and build around the biblical principles, we can move forward.
Exactly.
God can still use you. That's what he does with his church, with his family.
Exactly. Yeah. It's what he does with the church at large all the time.
Exactly. So the number of people you have, size of your facility, leadership teams or not, none of that matters. Mm-hmm. We'll come help.
Yeah. Which is kind of the last question. One of the last questions you had here was, if we have less than 20 people, mostly seniors. So if we're, if we're a church of, with an elderly congregation, will you still come help us?
Well, that's a pretty stable group.
Yes. So we will still come help you. There's no age barrier. There's no size barrier on any of this. Nothing about the demographics that would keep us from still coming to help you. So.
Right.
Is there anything else you want to cover off of our FAQ page?
Well, I'll bounce it back to you and say to you, we also have a whole section of help that we can offer, not just leadership training, men's ministry, discipleship training, any of that. We can offer help with your communications, your graphics, your overall ability to promote your church through through the World Wide Web, which is very interesting to me that anyway. But the World Wide Web is where the churches have to be marketed now.
Yes.
And all the social media stuff.
Facebook. Help make your church discoverable.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And you have a gift of doing that. You've done really well with our church and even our 614 ministry. So let them know what you do with that. When they call you alongside them to say help, what can you offer?
Sure. I mean, there's a lot we can offer. Specifically, one of the things that we're going to be dealing with is going to be checking on your social media and checking on your website right off the bat. So your website and your social media, as we've discussed in previous podcasts, is the front door of your church. So if people can't find you online, they probably can't find you.
That's it.
You need to be able to have the Google Maps plug in and stuff and all that. So we'll look at that and, you know, and then if you,
but you actually come alongside a member of the church and say,
and we did it at the last church that we were at.
Started.
We immediately found who the techie in that church was and whether that techie is 16 years old or 65.
Right.
I will come alongside that person and offer some guidance and help if they don't know what they're doing or need help or if they are saying, okay, well, I've kind of set this up a little bit, but I'm struggling with the process here. I'd like to make it look better, function better, all that kind of stuff. We can help with all of that. So
it's good. Fantastic. Fantastic.
One of the questions on our FAQ page on our website, and again, you can find this at 614ministries.org. Just hover over the Who We Are tab and you'll find our frequently asked questions page, is whether or not we work with churches of all denominations. That's a interesting question. But we are
got to be evangelical,
right? We do work with churches of the evangelical faiths and denominations.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, the only means of salvation.
Exactly.
And you're saved by grace alone, through faith alone, and Christ alone.
And there is a hyperlink there to our doctrinal values and belief system. And you can find all of that. So as long as all that lines up.
Yeah. But denomination. Good. Yeah.
Denomination.
Yeah, if you're
not a problem. Evangelical.
Yeah, right.
Good.
Right. You speak in tongues and hop pews, we can help you.
Right. So, exactly. Hey, that might be a fun church work.
That's right. We're just going to work with the basics, though. We want your church to be healthy. So we're going to try to help the health of your church, the health of your leaders, strengthen the vision and the values of your church based on Scripture. And we're going to move forward from there.
Exactly.
And if you got all these little third tier and fourth tier things you want to go do as the Lord leads you, I'm not it. You know, I'm not going to debate that with you.
Sure. Yeah. And we are willing
to be glad to see you get healthy.
More than willing and able to help with all of those specifically. So anything else you want to expand on?
Good. I think we're good.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for listening to this episode of Rescuing Churches. We hope that you found all the content and dialogue helpful. If you'd like to give us some thoughts and feedback on the show or give us a rating, we'd love to hear from you at 601-909-0614. You can email us at 614rebuild@gmail.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at 614Rebuild.